I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. I'm not going to put the flip chart out in the middle today, but we have been following a circle of gratitude for the last number of weeks, and today we look at we and ethics. Who are we? Oops, that's not working. We and ethics. The sense that we apply our ethics as a group. We take it beyond ourselves and we bring it into community. And when we do that, that's called ethics. And how do we apply our ethics as Christians in our daily lives in the world in which we find ourselves as progressive Christians living in 2018? We together as a church community and other church communities as well are forming together in what I would call communities of gratitude. That we together are here gathered this morning because we are in gratitude or thankfulness for the many blessings that God has given to us. We are a community of gratitude. We are thankful to God for the land we live in, for our stations in life. We don't always like the pains that we have as we get older. None of us do, but we're still grateful for the life we have. And we express that gratitude, and we express the gratitude to God for giving us life now and giving us life forever. And that's a blessing. In today's society, I wonder if people who are the leaders of society have ever read the Gospel of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5. In Matthew 5, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor, blessed are the peacemakers, those who mourn are blessed, the merciful are blessed, the people who are worried are blessed, the hungry are blessed." And if Jesus was preaching that sermon today, I hazard a guess he'd also add, "Blessed are the First Nations, blessed are the immigrants, blessed are the refugees," because he knows what that's like. He was a refugee himself when he went to Egypt. "Blessed are the LGBTQA people. Blessed are the outsiders." That's the message and the way that Jesus ministered his life. I got a smoky frog here, I think. Jesus blesses the losers. And I know all of us in our lifetime have felt at times that we are losers, but we are not losers. We are blessed. We are all blessed, and God has not forgotten us. And we have to make sure that we don't fall into the trap of today's society, which makes us somehow think that we are the losers, because there's a lot of conversation and a lot of education which is false, that somehow we are losers, because the prosperity gospel of the world seems to say, blessed are the sexy, blessed are the rich, blessed are the young, blessed are the people who have fine vacations, blessed are the 1%. But that's not the Jesus vision. Jesus' vision was one of including all the people who felt that they were losers. But we are not losers. Jesus is with all of us, even when we feel that we've been ignored and forgotten by people around us. Sometimes even people in our own families. We feel, blessed are the animals. We feel a sense of gratitude for the fact that we are loved by God. That we are loved so much, as is said in the scripture today, that we who follow Jesus, who is the life of the world, the manna of the world, we live forever. And we live in gratitude for that. And that Jesus includes all people. Very interesting, if you are into it, to read the Gospel of Luke again with new eyes. The Gospel of Luke has just been restudied by some scholars, and they happen to notice that Jesus went to Galilee through Samaria, when most Jewish people would go around Samaria, because Samaria was seen as a land for Jews not to enter. But he went through Samaria and he met all the outcasted people and loved them all. And that's a message that Jesus had no boundaries. His love was for all. God's love is for all. And we sometimes forget that. And so in gratitude for this kind of universal, loving, inclusive love, that we ourselves express this gratitude. And when we see this vision that God's love is for all, it transforms us in who we are. It transforms our attitudes. I come from a little village in Quebec called Foster, which today has been swallowed up by a bigger municipality called Lac-Brome. You can find it on a map. Lisette grew up near there. And she knows where it is. But that was a place that had a lot of, it fostered a lot of prejudice. There was prejudice against almost everybody who wasn't yourself or your family. Well, that's not the Jesus way. The Jesus way is to be inclusive and have gratitude that God's love is for all of God's people. And together we are to be transformed, have a bigger vision, and we are to form a blessed community of people. That's the manna. That's the living out of God's love. And that we are to stand up against social injustices, because there's often many social injustices. And so as we have this transforming ethic of gratitude, how do we express it in 2018? And there are many ways of expressing it. And we're going to have probably a discussion at the Vicar's round table afterwards about how we express it and what's appropriate and not. You probably heard about one of our priests who was jailed this week for her standing up against the Kinder Morgan pipeline. Some of us think that was okay. Some of us think it wasn't an okay expression. We need to talk about it. I do know that the church always supports us in standing up against injustices. But how do you do it is another question. And that's one everyone has to work out for themselves. I'll be honest with you. I appreciate Emily, but I wouldn't be going to jail. I would have sort of done it in a different way. Like, we stood up against spanking as a parish, and we worked it through. We've sent a letter to government, and we're sending another letter to government. But that's standing up for injustice, because spanking has often been used as an excuse for child abuse. And we are against child abuse. So you have to say, how do I take my Christian ethic of gratitude and apply it every day in a way that is God-like, but also respectful to the community of which we're a part of? So I mentioned at the beginning about the Beatitudes. What is a blessing? What does it stand for? A blessing is traditionally meant a gift from God. So every time you think about what you feel blessed about, maybe it's where you were born, maybe it's some of the gifts you have, the ability to teach, the ability to learn, the ability to speak, whatever may be what you feel is an ability, that's a gift from God. Come on in, folks. The door is open. It's a gift from God. And that is something that is a blessing. And a gift from God is often seen to be something in God's favor. God has favored you by giving you a blessing. And so we are in God's favor. We're in God's favor that we're in Canada. We're in God's favor that we're in BC. We're in God's favor that we are not beset by all the troubles that others have. But God favors everyone. But unfortunately, what happens to people is it's people being greedy that is undermining God's blessings to us. Our culture today, though, seems to have turned the idea of a favored gift from God on its head. It seems to be that some people want it all and have turned their heads away from God and turned their minds towards earthly things, getting more money, having white power, being racist, whatever it might be. This is not of God, and God does not bless that. God does not want us to be famous. God does not want us to have a lot of earthly power. We are to be inclusive, transformative, and loving. Because God favors the marginalized. God favors the loser. And so when we feel that we're strong, we are to be helping those who feel that they're outcasted. And so I encourage us all to think about who we are. And how do we reach out to the people around us? What is our ethic? How do we take the gratitude that we have to God for all the gifts and apply it to the people in the world around us? Jesus calls us to act with justice, to act with gratitude. We are to be the example of God alive in the world. We are called to be the bread of life, for we are the ambassadors of God to the world. And as we receive our sacrament this morning, I hope that as we receive the bread and the wine, which are symbols of the redemptive acts of God through Jesus for us, that we are empowered to redouble our own commitment to being the love of God alive in the world. May God bless us all. Amen.